Hey, Rafer.
Yes, Kristen?
Did you hear something about this movie over the weekend? There was supposedly a big movie that opened this weekend.
Something popular? Was there something that was in the news a lot? Is that what we're talking about?
God, I can't remember. Something about...
It's coming to me.
I don't know. I think it has something to do with ghosts or
witches or something.
Oh, Larry Foster.
That's it. And Larry Foster.
Larry... you know what? I think it's actually called Harry Potter.
It's called Harry Potter.
We both know it's called Harry Potter.
And the Deathly Hallows. Not a band. It's the title of a movie.
Not Sleepy Hollow. Totally different kind of hollow.
Yes.
And obviously we care a lot about this movie.
I know.
Yeah. Before we talk about why we love this movie so much and actually care about it, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
And you know what, Rafer? I'm just going to say it if it's not already abundantly clear. I just couldn't care less about Harry Potter.
I know. I'm the same way. I have very, very little interest in the Harry Potter films. It's not that I dislike them. I don't hate them. I don't want to be seen as like, you know, some sort of reactionary, you know. Not like the Twilight films, which I do actively spend time hating. You know what I mean? Like I actually carve out time in my day to remember to hate those films. But Harry Potter, I don't feel that way about it. It's just that I don't quite understand the mania, and the films, while I think they're really well made and really fun to watch, they don't bowl me over. I don't get swept up.
Well, that's where you and I are different, because I actually do hate them.
You actually hate them. Okay.
Well, I mean, this movie, the most recent Harry Potter movie, the Deathly Hallows movie.
Yes. Part one.
There's going to be a second one, because got to stretch out that Harry Potter as long as you can. But the first couple, I've seen two or three of them before this one. I just can't remember which ones, but they were so impossibly boring.
Really?
I felt that they tried to get every single detail from the books, and I had friends explaining to me, the only reason you didn't like this movie is because you haven't read the books. And I thought, if I have to read the books in order to enjoy this movie, something is seriously wrong with this movie.
I do hear that argument a lot. If you didn't enjoy it, it's because you haven't read the books. But that actually proves that the movie is not good, right? Because what's the point of making a movie out of a book unless you're going to appeal to all the people who haven't read it,
yeah,
right? Hollywood is not saying, let's go for the smallest already existing market possible, you know, let's spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on this movie to appeal to a limited audience, right? They want everyone to see it. So
yeah, I'll admit it. I hate these movies.
But Kristen, here's the thing. Are we really, in all fairness, can you and I just rag on Harry Potter throughout the entire podcast?
$125 million this weekend.
A dissenting voice.
$130 million worldwide.
And that is Jim, avowed Harry Potter fan.
That's right.
Jim a grown Colgan, man, by the way.
By the way, I have to point out, Jim Colgan, digital editor for The Takeaway, went to see the latest Harry Potter movie with me. He was my movie date for this one, since we couldn't go together to this one, Rafer. So
I heard that Kristen was going to see Harry Potter, and I jumped on the chance to see it before so that I could avoid a midnight screening. I was dying to see it.
That's good.
And I have to say, I saw the movies before reading the books because I didn't want the books to spoil the movies. And I loved the movies, and then I read all the books.
You have not. So now have you? So you caught up?
I caught up after watching the movies. Although
that's
some of the
interesting,
yeah.
So which do you like better, the books or the movies?
I love them both.
Oh, yeah. Like a mother with her children.
Good answer.
No Sophie's choice here. I just love them both so much.
They're very different. I mean, you just lose yourself in them. I could just, you know, lose a whole afternoon or, you know, with the books, whatever, a whole 2 hours.
Jim, I just have to ask you a few questions. There's just so much nonsense that you have to try and buy into, like the nonsense words, the Muggles and the Dumbledores and the Voldemorts and the... I don't know. I can't even keep track of all
the
words.
I have to say, so I went to see the movie with Kristen, and I hope I don't embarrass you here, Kristen. But
oh, you can't.
It would be very difficult to embarrass Kristen.
Every few minutes, that's true. I listened to the podcast. every few minutes, you would nudge me in the elbow and say, who's that? And then I'd say either Dumbledore or Voldemort. And then after a while, after I was explaining what Horcruxes were,
just listen to this nonsense language.
Horcruxes.
Oh,
you
good
have to
God.
Go the Horcruxes. I was explaining about the Horcrux and, you know, how Voldemort had, you know, when he died, he had made it so he he was embedded, pretty much. His soul was split into the Horcruxes. So that's Harry Potter's mission. He has to destroy the Horcruxes. But I didn't get that either, actually.
You didn't get that?
Are you paying attention? This is not very dense material. That's true.
It is a young, it is a children's book.
If it's all for right. kids, why is it so scary?
Well, this one is more grown up. I mean,
this is a much darker, harder hitting Harry Potter.
There are far fewer parents around in this one. You'll notice
there are almost no adults at all in this one. And it's really almost just Harry, Ron, and Hermione. It's really just the three of them, which I actually found to be a drawback, because I think one of the great things about the Harry Potter films is the supporting cast. Huh. Michael Gambon and Ralph Fiennes and Helena Bonham Carter and Alan Rickman. You've got all these fantastic actors, and they're all really good in those parts and really fun and funny. I think Ralph Fiennes as Voldemort is fantastic.
Yeah.
But there's very little of them, and it's a lot of just the three of those guys.
You're right.
I have to disagree with you, Rafer. I actually liked that it was the three of them.
Oh, okay.
I think that one reason I was able to sit through this movie without falling asleep or getting mad or taking really long bathroom breaks, as I have in the other ones, was partly because I enjoyed the chemistry between the kids. And I actually thought that I wasn't detracted by all the like weird nonsense showing off special effects stuff that happens in the other movies. Like, look, let's make sure an owl transforms itself into a hat.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you know, the worst parts of these movies to me, other than the nonsensical language that they use.
Yeah.
The special effects, like, what's his name? Dobby the elf?
Dobby the elf.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. When Dobby.
How is Dobby
in this country for so long, but he's still no talking like, I'm Dobby. I just don't understand.
That's the adorable part. You have to have a pigeon English speaking
character. You know, Kristen, it's just too complicated for you. I'm sorry. You'll get it someday.
Hasn't he been alive for a thousand years? Hasn't Dobby been alive for like – he's like an elf who's been around for thousands
of
years.
You know, I don't actually know how old Dobby is. I should look that up. I'm not that kind of an obsessive fan that I've read the encyclopedia, but he is pretty old. And is free at this point in the movie and does play a prominent role in this movie. But I have to say, you're right. The kids do a lot of the heavy lifting in this. And I agree with Kristen. I think they did a great job.
Oh, you liked that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I really did like that.
But Jim, explain to us what is the appeal? What is the appeal for you personally, or what do you think is the appeal just so widely? Why do these movies seem to resonate with people so much?
I can't speak for anyone else, but for me, it is because I feel like a kid again when I'm watching them. And I just feel like I'm in this magical world. And there are some movies that try to do that and they just don't work. But for this, it really works for me. I can just throw myself into the books and into the movies. And, you know, there's just so much about the world, and it's the distinction from the Muggle world. And there was a moment in this where they're sort of flung into the middle of London and they're like confronted face to face with the non-wizard world, which is what Muggle is.
The first time I think I've seen them, or have they been out in the outside world before in the movies?
Well, they've always started, obviously, with Harry
from
in
home.
The Muggle world. Exactly.
Right.
And there have been a few small pieces of it, but this was the first time, especially they were on their own and
ordering cappuccino,
and they didn't even know what cappuccino was
right on Shaftesbury Avenue.
They didn't know,
only Hermione seems to sort of know her way around Shaftesbury
Avenue. She comes from Muggle blood though.
That's right.
Which Jim explained to me.
Okay. Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. And there was a part actually in this movie where they added in. A lot of people say what the films missed from the books. But in this one, they added in this part where Hermione had to erase her own memories from her parents.
Obliviate. The obliviate spell.
Well done.
Right.
Yeah.
There you see, Kristen.
See
how it's
following.
Done? I'm a good student.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, does that make sense? Can you at least see why someone would appreciate it?
Well, here's
and love
the question.
It.
Back to the things with like Dobby and the weird costumes, and what's that kid's name who's blonde, who's mean all the time?
Malfoy.
Draco Malfoy.
Malfoy with his like big bouffanty hair and all these weird things that just look like.
I like him. He's the James Spader of the movie. I see him in a neon blazer and smoking a cigarette
in
the 80s.
It's not that I don't like that. I just don't like how costumey and fake it all feels to me, especially things like that stupid hair and the stupid Dobby who looks like he's made out of clay moving around.
Right,
and I find that magic bumps up against fakery to me.
Right. And you're right. And there are some things like the, you know, the Dobby special effects where it does kind of get in the way of the fantasy a little bit. But I got to say, it's just outweighed for me and I guess everybody else other than you two.
Jim is right. I do want to tell one quick story. I saw it at a critic screening. And, you know, usually it's just critics in these private screening rooms. And we all sit there, you know, curmudgeonly critics with our arms folded taking notes. Warner Brothers had shipped in two or three young, I'm going to say teenage, late teen girls who ran Harry Potter fan sites, brought them in from all over the state. One was from Florida. One was from Pennsylvania, I think. They sat in the row behind me. They shrieked with terror. They laughed with glee. You know, I mean, they were so vocal. And then toward the end of the film, I'm not going to give anything away. There is a death scene toward the end of the film. And the girls started crying. And I don't mean crying like the little sniffles that you sometimes hear in a romantic film. I mean they were like rib cracking sobs. The way that like a 3-year-old after a meltdown. It was like this. I mean, all the New York critics literally turned around and stared at them. We just couldn't believe what we were hearing. But these movies. I mean,
right there with the big spoiler. Harry Potter dies at the end of this movie.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. But these movies really get to people. I mean, it's extraordinary.
Kristen was almost shrieking during it. I mean, it still got to you.
I get scared, though. You know this from seeing scary movies with me, Rafer. I get scared sometimes.
Jim, did she punch you? Did she punch you in the arm?
No, I heard about the punching. I think I was kind of prepared. I flinched.
He brought some foam back.
I kept myself completely contained. Okay, completely good. Contained. I had myself wrapped in a scarf so my hands couldn't get too punchy. There were a couple of scary moments in
it. But isn't that, you know, a real measure of success that you can appeal that much, you can appear that authentic, that you can make a young child, I'm not sure how old this person was, cry, bring them to tears.
They were 16 years old. Yeah. You know, old enough to be not crying like that in the theater.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Old enough not to cry, but also move some older people like me.
Yourself. It's true. It's a total measure of success. I mean, the films are wildly popular. And, you know, in some ways, I think it's cool because I like to see that movies are still considered an event by people, you know what I mean? As opposed to this sort of dying disposable form of entertainment like everything else seems to be. That Harry Potter is one of the things that I think is keeping the movies kind of alive in that sense. You know, I wish I personally could get a little more excited.
I have one last question for Jim. Jim, does this last book need to be two movies?
No. I'm a little bit cynical about this. I mean, it's such a good franchise. I can't help thinking they just wanted to prolong it.
Yes, clearly.
Yes. So that's the older part of me, the cynical part. You know, I guess the real answer will be, let's wait and see the second one. And then you'll know if they made enough. I mean, this was a watchable film. It didn't feel too long. But I think they could have, if they really wanted to, they could have done it in 1 year.
I think that's true.
Well, words of wisdom from
we'll find
Jim
out.
Hogan.
We'll find out in July of 11 when part two comes out.
When Thank God It's All Over Day comes out.
Which you guys can't wait for.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.